Well, we're all still in such a good mood. Let's start Hebrew class tonight. We're in chapter 9, page 77, but let's review chapter 9's vocabulary just one more time. On page 71, at the upper right-hand corner. I'm just ragging it out when we get there. The first word is Adon. Everybody say it? Adon, or in the plural, Adonim. Means Lord or Master. Adam is either Adam, the person's name, or generically, person or mankind. Oftentimes you'll see it translated just as man. Gam, as Herb reminded me, is also Gom. Not what you get on your foot in the parking lot. Means also. Then Yad. Or Yadayim. Hand. Or hands, plural. The next is a verb, Yada. Which means he knew. How do you say, I knew, Sharon?
Yadati.
Yadati. Herb, you knew.
Masculine or feminine?
Masculine, singular.
Yadata.
Correct. Becky, we knew.
Yadanu.
Correct. Okay. Next word is ki, which is that or because. Then kol. Or kol, which is all, every, or the whole. Notice the word pair form is spelled with a kamet, but it's still pronounced kol. Sometimes you'll hear it pronounced call. You'll hear it both ways. But it should be kol. The upper left, we have lave. And levav. Which are not two different words. It's the same word. It's hard. It's just spelled two different ways. So one's not singular and the other plural. Or one regular and the other word pair form. They're just both heart.
Me
is who? Moshe. Moses. Allah. To go up or ascend. But notice it ends in a hey, so it will conjugate a little differently. Sharon, how do you say, I went up?
Hang on.
Aliti is correct. Herb, you went up, masculine, singular.
Alata.
Is that right?
I don't know.
I think it's Alita.
Alita?
If we look at page 62.
It conjugates the same as the Haya.
It does, the same as
okay.
Haya.
Not like the other.
Right. Ra'a, asa, haya, all those that end in a hey conjugate just a little differently. Okay. And underneath Allah on page 71, we find rosh, or in the plural, rashim, means head, top, or leader. That is head like your head, because that's at the top of your body, or head of the year, or head of a school, rosh yeshiva. Is what you would call a dean at a Jewish school. Then we have shalom. Everybody knows shalom, right? You knew shalom before you ever started the class. Means peace, completeness, wholeness, all those good things.
I'm never going to cross those words.
And then finally we have shame. And shemot. Name and names. Okay, page 77. We're on exercise number 5. Which says, fill in each blank with the correct form of the verb in parenthesis. They want the correct form, not just any old form. They're picky. Remember that the verb must agree with the first word of the word pair. So a good way to approach this is to say, if we replace the whole word pair with the pronoun, what would it be? For instance, number 1 is Adon Ha'am. What is Adon Ha'am?
The Lord of the people
or the master of the people. What personal pronoun would you replace that with? I, you. with he. So you want to use the form of halak that goes with he. So Sharon, would you do number one, please?
The whole sentence?
I'm sorry?
Read the whole sentence.
The whole sentence.
Adon hayam.
There's no Y sound. It looks like it.
Ha-am. Catch myself doing that lately. Okay. Adon ha-am halach im adam.
Right. Adon ha-am halach im adam. What does that mean?
The Lord of the people.
The Lord of the people.
Went.
With Adam. With Adam. Okay. Good. Why did you choose halach?
Because Adon is a masculine singular guy.
Uh-huh.
And it would be replaced with he. And he.
Correct.
Halach would be the right one, I think.
Correct. And of course, when you said to be replaced with he, you meant in English.
Yeah.
I knew that's what you meant. Number two, Herb.
It's the verb is avar.
The verb is avar.
Okay.
That is correct.
And I'm substituting avar in as avar.
Yes, it's avar.
It's hayon, adon.
Adon.
Ha-admim.
Ha-admim.
Avar.
Avar.
Im.
Im.
Moshe.
Moshe. What does that mean?
The Lord of the nations.
The Lord of the nations.
Crossed over.
Crossed over.
With Moses.
With Moses. Good. Number three, Becky.
Shalach.
Shalach.
Melech.
Melech.
Ha'ir.
Ha'ir.
Devar.
Devar.
Shalom.
Ba'ir.
Bayad.
Bayad.
Ha'eved.
Ha'eved. So what does that mean?
The king of the city sent.
The king of the city sent.
A word of peace.
A word of peace.
Near or to the servant.
No.
Bayad. In the hand.
In the hand of?
In the hand of. The servant.
The servant. So we had three different word pairs in this one. So the king of the city sent a word of peace in the hand of the servant. Everybody agree?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Number four, Sharon.
Shamah.
Shamah.
Eshet.
Eshet.
Abraham.
Abraham. Yet.
Kol.
Ha-adon. Ha-adon. Correct. What does that mean? What is Eshet Avraham?
The wife of Abraham.
The wife of Abraham.
Heard.
Heard.
The voice.
The voice.
Of the Lord.
Of the Lord. Okay, cool. Number five, Herb.
Behemoth.
Hasadeh.
Achla. Be-shalom. Shalom.
Be-shalom.
Im.
Im.
Ha-adam.
Ha-adam.
Adam.
What's Behemoth Hasadeh?
Cattle of the field.
The cattle of the field. So you chose achla, which is correct, because cattle is feminine.
Feminine.
And singular. Okay. So the cattle of the field did what?
They ate.
Ate.
In peace.
In peace.
With.
With.
The man. Or
the man. Mm-hmm. Why can't you say with the Adam?
It wouldn't be proper because Adam is a definite article.
Correct.
It wouldn't take a ha.
Because Adam's a proper name, it doesn't take a definite article. You are correct. Number six, Becky.
Malach.
Malach.
Rosh.
Rosh.
Hamishpacha.
Hamishpacha.
All.
All.
Hamishpacha.
Hamishpacha.
Kol.
Kol.
Hayom.
Hayom. What is that?
The head of the family.
The head of the family.
Ruled.
Over
the family.
Over the family.
Every day.
Every day. Okay.
Always.
It's actually all of today. But means the same thing. Number 6, read and translate the following verb forms. Hey, we like these. Number 1, just read it and translate it.
Zacharti.
I remembered.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were doing the whole
podcast. No, we'll just go round robin.
Asiti. I did.
Or I made. Mm-hmm.
Aliti.
I went up.
Ra'iti.
I saw.
Yadati.
Mm-hmm. Yadati.
I knew.
I knew.
Amarti.
Amarti.
I said.
Malachti.
I ruled. Number 2.
Okay. Shalachta.
Shalachta.
I sent.
You sent.
You sent.
You sent. Masculine singular.
Let's switch gears here.
Becky?
I'm sorry. Asita. You did.
You did, or you made, okay.
Alita.
You went up, correct.
Hayita.
You were.
Yadata.
You knew.
Amarta.
You said.
Malachta.
You ruled. Line 3.
Yashavta. You sat, feminine. Settled or resided.
All correct. Second one.
A seat. You made.
Feminine singular. Mm-hmm. Or you did.
Alit.
You went up. Feminine singular.
Ra'it. You saw.
Yada'at. You knew.
Mm-hmm.
Halacht. You walked.
Or you went. And last one in line 3.
Shama'at.
You heard. Number 4.
Shamar. He guarded.
He guarded.
Asa. He did.
He did or he made.
Allah.
He went up.
Hayah, he was.
Yada. He knew.
He knew.
Lakach.
He took.
Yashav. He settled.
Is that settled or resided? Any of those three?
Shema. He heard or listened.
Correct. Number 5, Becky.
Malcha.
Ruled. She ruled.
Asta. She made.
Mm-hmm.
Alta. She went up.
Ra'ata.
She saw.
We're still looking at Ra'ata. Yada. She knew.
Shama. She heard or listened.
Zachra. She remembered.
Great. Line 6.
Amadnu. We stood.
Asinu. We did.
We did.
Or made.
Alinu.
We went up.
Hayinu.
Hayinu.
We were.
We were. The way we were.
Yadanu.
Yadanu.
We knew.
We knew.
Achalnu.
Achalnu.
We ate.
Shamarnu.
Shamarnu.
We guarded.
We guarded. Line 7. These are the masculine plural ones.
Amartem.
Amartem.
You said.
You said.
Asitem.
Asitem.
You did or made.
You did or made.
Alitem.
Alitem.
You ascended.
You ascended.
Ra'item.
Ra'item.
You saw.
You saw.
Yadatem.
Yadatem.
You knew.
You knew.
Lekachtem.
Lekachtem.
You took.
Halachtem.
Halachtem.
You walked.
You walked or went. Right. Number 8. Line 8.
Avru.
Avru.
They crossed over.
They crossed over.
Alu.
Alu.
They went up.
They went up.
Hayu. Hayu. Hayu.
Hayu. Hayu.
They were.
They were. Becky?
I'm sorry. Shalhu.
Shalhu.
They sent.
They sent.
Yadu.
Yadu.
Yadu. Is they knew.
They knew.
Achlu.
Achlu.
They ate.
They ate.
Lachu.
Lachu.
They took.
They took.
Zachru, they remembered.
Zachru, they remembered. Yay! Number 7. Write the correct verb form in each sentence below, then read and translate the sentence. So, exercise number 8, no, number 7, line 1, is all the verb yada, which is he knew. But they use many different personal pronouns, like in A, it's Adam, and B, it's Ani, and C, it's Hu, D, it's Anaknu, E, it's Atem. They want you to put the correct conjugation of Yada into the blank. Piece of cake, huh?
Sure.
So, Herb.
Okay.
Number A, please, or letter A. The first one.
Adam.
Adam.
Yada.
Yada.
Ki.
Ki.
Haba Hema.
Right,
Haba
Hema. Amda.
All. Yada.
Nope, yad, just all Yad.
Yad. Mm-hmm. Yad. Hamayim.
Right. Everybody echo me, please. Adam.
Adam.
Yada.
Yada.
Ki.
Ki.
Haba Hema.
Haba Hema.
Amda.
Amda.
Al Yad.
Al
Yad. Hamayim.
Hamayim.
What's that one?
Adam knew that the cattle stood near the water.
Correct. Beautiful. Letter B. B for Becky. That worked out well.
Ani.
Ani.
Yadati.
Yadati.
Et. Shame.
Shame.
Ha-Adam.
Ha-Adam.
Asher.
Asher.
Yeshav.
Yeshav.
Al-Yad.
Al-Yad.
Ha-Behema.
How about Ha-Mishpacha? I know some of us think of our families like cattle, but they're really not. So echo me, please, on B. Ani.
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 Yadati.
Yadati.
Et.
Et.
Shame.
Shame.
Ha'adam.
Ha'adam.
Asher.
Asher.
Yeshav.
Yeshav.
Al Yad.
Al Yad.
Hamishbacha.
Hamishbacha.
What's that mean?
Okay. I knew.
I knew.
The name.
The name.
The man.
Of the man.
Which.
Which or who.
Who lived near.
Lived near.
The family.
The family. So Yeshav is actually resided But oftentimes it's translated as live near because, you know.
Put cattle.
Okay, fair enough. Letter C for Sharon.
Sure. Who?
Who?
Yadah.
Et.
Hakol.
All.
Kol. Ha'anashim.
Babait. Everybody, please. Who?
Yadah.
Et.
Hakol.
All.
Kol.
Ha'anashim.
Babait.
What's that mean, Sharon?
He
knew
everything about
all
the men
of the men
in the house.
Correct. Letter D for Herb.
Anachnu
Yadanu
et
Kol
Ha'amim. Asher.
Halchu.
El. Hamil Chama.
Echo me, please, everybody, on D. Anachnu.
Yadanu.
Et.
Kol.
Ha'am.
Asher.
Halchu. El. Hamil Chama. What's that?
We knew
all of the nations
who were that
went to the war or the battle. Mm-hmm. What's the difference between a war and a battle?
Depends on who wins.
Fair enough. A war can be made up of many battles. Mm-hmm. And yet it's the same word in Hebrew. Mm-hmm. Letter E. For Becky.
Atem.
Yadatem.
Et.
Kol.
Ha'ish.
Asher.
Shamatem.
Baderech. Echo me, please, everybody. Atem. Yadatem.
Et.
Kol.
Ha'ish.
Asher.
Shamatem.
Baderech.
Baderech.
What's that mean?
You knew
it's
the voice of the man which you heard
in the road or in the way. Good.
Some of these didn't make sense, and now I know why.
Do they make more sense now that you get the right words in there? Okay.
You can use that or which interchangeably, depending on what sounds best.
Yep, exactly.
Okay.
If my English teacher was here, I would ask when it's that, which, who, or where, but any old thing works.
Am I getting too liberal with it, like they lived that one?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
But it gets across the meaning and the message. And it's not nearly as liberal as the Bible translators tend to be. The Hebrew says and they say therefore. And you go, wait a minute. That's not what that means. But number 2 of number 7 is the verb Allah, which means to ascend or go up. At least it's a form of that. Letter A. Let's see. B was for Becky, C for Herb, D for Becky, E for Sharon. It's your turn, Sharon. Okay. Letter A.
Avi.
Sarah.
Allah.
All.
Hahar.
Ad.
Rosh.
Hahar. There's some people out there in cassette tape land thinking that Allah is wrong. But it's correct. Why is it correct?
Because it's the father.
It has to match father, not Sarah. So it's got to be masculine and not feminine. Because what does Avi Sarah mean?
The father of Sarah.
The father of Sarah. So it's a word pair. And the verb has to match which word of a word pair? The first word. So you are correct. So as people in cassette tape land are quickly making their changes, echo me please on letter A. Avi. Sarah. Allah. All. Hahar. Odd. Rosh. Hahar. Looks like we're haharing a lot. So what does this one mean?
The father of Sarah.
The father of Sarah.
Went up.
Went up.
On.
On.
The mountain.
The mountain.
On.
Nope. This one's odd and not all.
Until.
In this case, as far as since it's distance. Until in time, as far as in distance. So the father of Sarah went up on the mountain as far as
the head or the top?
The head or the top of the mountain. So I would have translated on as far as the top of the mountain.
I'm struggling with this one.
That's why we come to class. Letter B, Herb.
Bought. Avraham. Alta. Oh, that's a
T sound.
Yeah, I forgot to do Alta.
Alta.
Mean.
Hasadeh.
Hasadeh.
El.
Sha'ar.
Yerushalayim. Jerusalem.
Yerushalayim.
Im.
Kol. Hamishpacha.
Beautiful. Everybody echo me, please. And letter B. Bat. Avraham. Alta. Mean. Hasadeh.
El.
Sha'ar.
Yerushalayim.
Im.
Kol.
Hamishpacha. What does all that mean, Herb?
I have the daughter of Abraham.
The daughter of Abraham is correct.
Went up from
the field
to the gate of
Jerusalem
with all of the animals.
Oh, we are struggling with that word.
The animals and the family.
With all of the family.
This is my wife's side of the family.
I understand. I'll try and delete that from the recording before I post it.
Family, okay.
The family, correct. Amishbacha. Letter C.
Anachnu.
Alinu.
Al.
Hahar.
Va'anachnu.
Shamarnu.
Et.
Haderech.
Kol.
Hayom. Beautiful. Everybody echo me, please. Anachnu.
Alinu.
Al.
Hahar.
Va'anachnu.
Shamarnu.
Et. Haderech. Kol. Hayom. No, it's Hayom.
Hayom. Look down at that.
Kol Hayom. So what does that mean? Anachnu.
We.
Alinu.
Went up.
All.
On.
The mountain.
And we.
Guarded.
The road. Every day. All of today.
Mm-hmm. Or any such thing. Okay. Letter D for Sharon.
Ata.
Alita.
Et.
L.
Oh, L. I can see that. Ha'ir.
Ha'ir. No Y sound. Ha'ir.
Im. Moshe.
Ki.
Lo.
Haya.
Lechem.
Babait. The reason I keep mentioning that's one of the most common errors that the Hebrew students make is they look at that ayin and it looks so much like a Y.
Did I do it that time?
Yeah, I thought so, but you never know. Maybe I wasn't listening as close as I should have.
I catch myself doing it.
Me too. So, what is this? Let's everybody say it together. Ata.
Ata.
Alita.
Alita.
El.
El.
Ha'ir.
Ha'ir.
Im.
Im.
Moshe.
Moshe.
Ki.
Ki.
Lo.
Lo.
Haya.
Haya.
Lechem.
Lechem.
Babayit.
Babayit.
Which means what?
You
went up
to
the city
with
Moses
because
there wasn't
bread
in the house. Very good. And letter E.
Anochi. Alochti.
Aliti.
Oh, I did that wrong. Aliti.
Because it ends in a hey. You know, it's a little different.
Mimitzrayim.
Mimitzrayim.
Ra'anu.
Is it Va'ani by chance?
Va'anu.
Va'ani.
Yes.
Or do you have something different?
No, I don't.
Okay, Va'ani.
Va'ani. Ra'iti.
Ra'iti.
Et. Eretz.
Moav. Echo me, please, everybody. Anochi.
Anochi.
Aliti.
Aliti.
Mimitzrayim.
Mimitzrayim.
Va'ani.
Va'ani.
Ra'iti.
Ra'iti.
Et.
Eretz.
Moab. What is that?
I went up.
From Egypt.
And I saw. The land of Moab.
Beautiful. Let's turn to page 78. Everybody take a deep breath. And ask me again if we're getting into chapter 10 tonight. Number 8. Read the Hebrew paragraph and translate. Then translate the following English sentences into Hebrew using the paragraph as a guide. So Becky, if you would read the first sentence, just go up to the colon after Sarah.
Al-Yad.
Ha-Sha'ar.
Amar.
Adam.
El.
Sarah. Everybody, please. Al-Yad.
Ha-Sha'ar.
Amar.
Adam.
El.
Sarah.
So, what does that mean in English, honey?
Near the gate. Adam said. To Sarah.
How do you know Adam here isn't mankind?
It could be a man said to Sarah.
It could be a mankindish person.
It would need a direct object marker if it was just a man, right?
No, because it's the subject, not the direct object. You wouldn't. But because of context, we know it's a person speaking to Sarah as opposed to the whole world that has congregated at the gate to talk to Sarah. Yep. Okay. So near the gate, Adam said to Sarah, carry on.
Just to the question mark or keep going?
Just to the question mark.
Meh.
One more time.
Meh.
Is it ma?
Ma. Oh, you said it the same.
I'm sorry? Do you have something different from ma?
The M with the 3 dots underneath.
Oh, you have a segal. I have a kamate. So we have different vowels. So you have meh, I have ma.
So it still said meh then?
Same thing.
Okay. So it's not like coal that you say.
No. It still means the same thing.
Right.
Asinu. Okay. Now how are we going to read it all together if we have two different things? I'll read mine, you read yours. Okay? Ma.
Meh.
Asinu.
What
does ma asinu mean?
What did we do?
What did we do is correct. Mm-hmm. Herb.
Okay.
Go to the period.
Let me find the period here.
It's the...
I see it. I found it.
Okay.
Alinu.
Alinu.
Mean.
Mean.
Ha.
Ha.
Sadeh.
Yes. Ha sadeh. Right.
La'ir.
La'ir.
Vehachol.
Vehachol.
Haya.
Haya.
Sham.
Sham. Correct. Echo me, everybody, please. Alinu.
Alinu.
Mean.
Mean.
Hasadeh.
Hasadeh.
La'ir. La'ir. Vehakol.
Vehakol.
Haya.
Haya.
Sham.
Sham.
What's that mean?
The daughter. Oh, wait a minute. I'm reading the wrong one. We went up.
We went up.
From the
The field.
To the city.
To the city.
Everything was there.
And everything was there.
Everything was there.
Yep. With La'ir, you said to the city. Where's the? You're correct, but for people in cassette tape land.
It's the kamates in the law.
The kamates?
In the.
Uh-huh. Underneath the law, but in the law means you're correct, to the. You're absolutely correct.
I'm sorry.
So let's all read together from the beginning of the paragraph to this period. Al Yad,
Hasha
Ar,
Amar,
Adam,
El,
Sorah, Ma,
Asinu,
Alinu,
Mean,
Hasadeh,
La'ir,
Vehakol,
Haya,
Sham.
Sham.
Beautiful. Starting after the period, the fifth word on the second line.
I'm
sorry. Ba'anachnu.
Ra'inu.
Ra'inu.
Devarim.
Asher.
Asher.
Lo.
Lo.
Hayu.
Hayu.
Basadeh. Basadeh.
Valo.
Valo.
Yadanu.
Ma.
Ma.
Hu. Hayu.
Hayu. Hadevarim.
Hadevarim. And there's the period. So let's do that sentence together. Va'anachnu.
Va'anachnu.
Ra'inu.
Ra'inu.
Devarim.
Devarim.
Asher.
Asher.
Lo.
Lo.
Hayu.
Hayu.
Basadeh.
Basadeh.
Below,
Yadanu,
Ma,
Hayu,
Hadevarim.
Hadevarim.
Now in English, dear, what does it mean?
Okay, and we saw.
And we saw.
Things there.
Things. Which.
Things which. Were not.
Were not.
In the field.
In the field.
And.
And.
Not. And we did not know.
And we did not know.
What.
What.
Was,
were.
What were. The things. What
the things.
Things were.
Mm-hmm. What the things were might be a better way to translate because it makes the were a little more understandable. Next, please.
I lost my place. Shamanu.
Shamanu.
At
call
Ha Anashim
Ba'ir
Vagam
Ra'inu
at
Hamelech. Yes, everybody together, please. As soon as I figure out where to start, Shamanu.
Shamanu
at call Ha Anashim Ba'ir. Vagam. Ra'inu. Et. Hamelech. What's that mean?
Let's see. We heard.
We heard.
All
of the men. Of the men.
In the city.
In the city.
And also.
And also.
We saw.
The king.
The king.
Exclamation mark. Yay. What comes after the king?
Let's see. I'll call. Achalnu.
Achalnu.
Et.
Et.
Lechem.
Lechem.
Ha'ir.
Ha'ir.
Ha'ir. Ve. Hu.
Ve hu.
Lo.
Lo.
Haya.
Haya.
Ke. Kalechem.
Kalechem.
Ha.
Ha.
Sadeh.
Sadeh. Now can we please everybody? Achalnu.
Achalnu.
Et.
Et.
Lechem.
Lechem.
Ha'ir.
Ha'ir.
Vahu.
Vahu.
Lo.
Lo.
Haya.
Haya.
Kalechem.
Kalechem.
Hasadeh.
Hasadeh.
Which means what?
We ate the bread.
We ate.
Of the city.
The bread of the city.
And it was not like.
And it was not like.
The bread of the field.
The bread of the field. Correct. Next.
Gam.
Gam.
Ra'inu.
Ra'inu.
Nashim.
Nashim.
Ba'ir.
Ba'ir.
Asher.
Asher.
Lo.
Lo.
Hu.
Hayu.
Hayu. Sorry. Hayu. Kanashim.
Kanashim.
Basadeh.
Basadeh. Everybody, please. Gam.
Gam.
Ra'inu,
Ra'inu,
Nashim,
Nashim,
Ba'ir,
Ba'ir,
Asher,
Asher,
Lo,
Lo,
Hayu,
Hayu,
Kanashim,
Kanashim,
Basadeh,
Basadeh.
What's that mean?
Also,
we saw
women
in the city,
which were
not
like women.
Like women
in the field.
Mm-hmm. They were taller. Last sentence.
Yeshavnu.
Ba'ir.
Ad.
Hayom. Everybody. Yeshavnu.
Yeshavnu.
Ba'ir.
Ba'ir.
Ad. Hayom. Which means.
We settled
in the city
until today.
Excellent. Ask you the whole paragraph.
Oh, reading it.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Al Yad.
Al Yad.
Hasha'ar.
Hasha'ar.
Amar.
Amar.
Adam.
Adam.
El.
El.
Sarah.
Sarah.
Ma.
Ma.
Asinu.
Asinu.
Alinu,
Alinu,
Min,
Hasadeh,
La'ir,
La'ir,
Vehakol,
Vehakol,
Haya,
Haya,
Sham,
Va'anachnu,
Ra'inu,
Ra'inu,
Devarim,
Devarim,
Asher,
Asher,
Lo,
Lo,
Hayu,
Hayu,
Basadeh,
Basadeh,
Valo,
Valo,
Yadanu,
Yadanu,
Ma,
Ma,
Hayu,
Hayu,
Hadevarim,
Hadevarim,
Shemanu,
Shemanu,
Et,
Et,
Kol,
Kol,
Ha'anashim,
Ha'anashim,
Ba'ir,
Ba'ir,
Vagam,
Vagam,
Ra'inu,
Ra'inu,
Et, Hamelech, Achalnu,
Achalnu,
Et,
Et,
Halechem,
Lechem,
Ha'ir.
I didn't have a
halachah. Did I miss that? Okay, let's start with achalnu. Achalnu.
Et.
Lechem.
Lechem.
Ha'ir.
Ha'ir.
Vahu.
Vahu.
Lo.
Lo.
Haya.
Haya.
Kalechem.
Kalechem.
Hasadeh.
Hasadeh.
Gam.
Gam.
Ra'inu.
Ra'inu.
Nashim. Nashim.
Nashim.
It's Nashim. It really is. Nashim. Ba'ir.
Asher.
Lo.
Lo.
Hayu.
Hayu.
Kanashim.
Kanashim.
Basadeh.
Basadeh.
Yeshavnu.
Yeshavnu.
Ba'ir.
Ba'ir.
Ad-hayom.
Ad-hayom.
Yeah, okay. Letter A. Adam said to Sarah, "We went up to the city and we settled there." Whose turn is it?
Oh, it's me?
It's you.
Herb, letter A.
Oh, yeah, you got that short
sentence.
Yeah, I did. Sentence. Okay.
I had
Adam.
Okay.
Adam.
Amar.
No. Start with, oh, you just did it in a different order. Okay.
Does that matter?
I mean, do it any way you want.
Okay, I'll read what I got, and then you can correct me.
Yeah, I'm sure it's fine.
Amar
Adam.
El-Sarah.
El-Sarah.
Alinu.
Alinu.
La-Ir.
La-Ir.
Ve-Yah-Shav-Nu.
Ve-Yah-Shav-Nu.
Ve-Yah-Shav-Nu. Sham.
Sham, okay. Letter B.
Hakol.
Hakol.
Hayah.
Hayah.
Ba'ir.
Ba'ir.
Ayad.
Ayad.
Hasha'ar.
Hasha'ar. Everything was in the city near the gate. Okay, letter C. We saw things in the field and we did not know what the things were.
Ra'inu.
Ra'inu.
Devarim.
Devarim.
I can't read my writing.
Basadeh. Basadeh. Mm-hmm.
Below. Yadanu.
Yadanu.
Mehayu.
Mehayu.
I don't know what I wrote.
Probably Hadevarim.
That should be what it is, I think.
Yeah, that's probably right.
It looks close to that.
Okay.
I don't know what that is. Oh, that's what that is. Okay. Yeah, that's what it says.
Fair enough. Letter D. We ate the bread of this city, and also we saw everything there.
Okay. Achalnu.
Achalnu.
Anachnu.
Anachnu.
Et lechem.
Et lechem.
Ha'ir.
Ha'ir.
Vegam.
Vegam.
Ra'inu.
Ra'inu.
Hakol.
Hakol.
Sham.
Sham.
Does that make sense?
That's what I got.
Probably et hakol.
Oh, I forgot the et.
Where's the...
If everything is the direct object and is definite, it would have an et in front of it.
We saw hakol. So it should be, after Ra'inu, we should have et hakol.
Mm-hmm.
I missed that one altogether.
I did too. I did exactly what you did. Mm.
But our objective in the class is not to write a new Bible. So these exercises here are not as important. Mm. Are we on letter E?
Okay. Kol ha'anashim.
Kol ha'anashim.
Ba'ir.
Ba'ir.
Hayitim.
Wouldn't it be Hayu?
Hayu, thank you. Lo.
Lo.
Etlo. I'm not sure of the order there. Etlo or slow?
There's not going to be any etlo. Lo is not
right,
a...
Okay.
Not a direct, definite, direct object.
Lo, ka'am, mi birushalayim.
Okay. So one more time.
Kol.
Kol. Ha'anashim.
Ba'ir.
Ba'ir.
Hayu.
Lo hayu.
Lo hayu.
Ka'am.
Birushalayim.
That'll work. What's that? Like the people, Ka'am.
Ka'am.
She could have used Ka'anashim, but okay, she used Ka'am.
Okay, I wasn't sure if I was wrong. Okay.
She's not using the paragraph above as a literal guide as much as some.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. We're on F. The people in the city saw the women that were in the fields.
Hayam, ba'ir.
There's not going to be any yam. Hayam would be the sea.
Ha'am.
Ha'am, okay.
Ha'am. Ba'ir.
Ba'ir in the city.
Am I saying next?
Saw.
Okay, that's
it. Rayu? Mm-mm.
No?
That's Rayu.
Ra'ah.
Ha'am is actually singular, so yes, ra'ah. Mm-hmm. Now, if you had said ha'anashim, then you would have said hayu.
Hanashim,
the women.
No, there's no et. Is there an et there?
Is there an et? There is. Et Hanashim.
Hanashim. Asher.
Asher.
So then that's going to be Hayu again?
Hayu, mm-hmm.
Basadeh.
Basadeh. That'll work. Letter G.
Do I want you to read the English or first?
You can do it any way you like.
Okay.
However it works for you.
Who did you see?
Who did you see? And you is masculine singular. Mm-hmm.
I saw the king and also all of the house of the king.
I saw the king and also all of the house of the king.
I put Nun ra'ita ata. Ra'iti ha-melech vegam kol bati ha-melech. And I don't know if that's right. Yeah, beit, the house of the king.
Okay.
House of the king.
Here's the way I would do it. Mi ra'ita. Question mark. Ra'iti et hamelech vagam kol beit hamelech.
Alright, say that again. Et hamelech.
So I would say ki ra'ita. I'm sorry, mi ra'ita. Ra'iti et hamelech vagam kol beit hamelech. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I had a ta in there that I didn't have to have right before the question mark.
Right.
Okay. But I had the others.
Go ahead and do hey, and then I'll give you the textbook answers to all of them.
Okay.
H.
Gam Zakarti.
Gam Zakarti.
Melik. Moav.
How about et melech Moav?
Et melech Moav.
Uh-huh.
Bahu hayu. Et lo kamelech Mitzrayim.
And I would do it like this. Ani gam zacharti, I also remembered, et melech Moav, the king of Moab, the who and he, lo haya, was not kamelech like the king of Mitzrayim, Egypt. So ani gam zacharti, et melech Moav, the who lo haya kamelech Mitzrayim. Now let me give you the textbook answers to letter A through F. Remember, the textbook answer isn't the only way. Amar Adam El Sarah Alinu La'ir Vasham Yeshavnu. I would have put words in a little different order if it were me, but that's the textbook answer.
Okay.
Textbook answer to letter B, everything was in the city near the gate. They have Hakol, Haya, Ba'ir, Al-Yad, Ha-Sha'ar. Any questions on that one? Letter C, they have Anachnu, Ra'inu, Devarim ba sadeh, velo yadanu ma hayu hadevarim.
Do you have to have, you can leave off the anachnu, right?
Sometimes, yes, uh-huh. Okay. Just they didn't.
Wait.
Letter D. They have achalnu et lechem ha'ir v'gam ra'inu et hakol sham. Letter E. They have kol ha'anashim ba'ir lo hayu ka'anashim b'Yerushalayim. And the last one that we haven't done yet from the textbook is letter F, which says ha'anashim ba'ir ra'u et ha'anashim asher hayu basadot. Because it says fields in the book. Sadot instead of sadeh. Which one?
Letter A.
Tell me what you have.
I had ha'am.
Ha'am.
Ba'ir.
Ba'ir.
Ra'ah. Et ha-hanashim.
Mm-hmm.
Asher hayu basadeh.
The only thing you really have wrong there is it's basadot, because it's fields plural,
oh, okay.
Instead of fields singular. So they used ha-anashim, you used ha-am. Mm-hmm. So yours was singular, theirs was plural. So it's not that yours was wrong, it was just different.
Mm-hmm.
On letter A, where it says, and we settled there.
And we settled there.
I put v'yashev sham. Is that wrong? Put the v with the yashev instead of with the sham.
The answer is yes, but you don't know that yet.
Okay.
When you put a vav attached to the front of a verb, it changes the tense of the verb.
Oh, okay.
So that's why they put it vasham and then the verb. So they wouldn't have to get into, but you can't do that. A vav attached to the front of a verb reverses its tense. So if it says, and we settled, it actually becomes, and we will settle.
Okay.
But you don't learn that for a couple chapters yet. So we're letting you get away with some things now that we're going to tell you later, but you really can't do that. Step by step. We have about another minute and 48 seconds. So let's introduce number 9, where it says, rewrite the following sentences, replacing the underlined word with each word that follows. Read the sentences aloud and translate. In our remaining time, let's do this. I'm going to tell you which words need to be changed so that you can work on those during the week, this coming week. For number 1, ani, I, is the word underlined, so it gets replaced. Halakti will change because that's I walked. And if you don't have I anymore, that's going to change. With the family will remain the same. Among the gates will remain the same. On the road of Egypt will remain the same. Va'ani will change. And I, that goes back to whatever is in that first blank. So yadati will have to change if ani changes. That were on the road, bread and water, those won't change. So only things that change are ani halakti and va'ani yadati. Okay? On number 2, Eved doesn't change because that's just servant. Ha'ach is the underlying word. And achal will have to go with ha'ach, right? Because if it's not he anymore. Oh, wait a minute. Achal won't change because it goes with servant. And servant is not changed. Doesn't matter who it's the servant of. So achal does not change. It, kol halekim, doesn't change. Babayi doesn't change. Adashir doesn't change. Ha'ach will change because that's the underlined word. And as ha'ach here changes, shalach will change because it may not always be he sent. So that's all that changes with this one. Number three, atem is underlined, so it changes. Alitem will change to match whatever it is. Nothing else changes until you get near the end of the first line. It says, velo avartem. Avartem goes with the pronoun, whatever you change it to. That's all that changes in that one. Number four, nothing changes before the comma. The va'ata, the ata is underlined, so it changes. And a varta goes with it, so that's got to change. And then at the start of the next line, ve'ata, that's the underlying word, so it changes to whatever it got replaced with. And a chalta changes. So being consistent is just the pronoun and the verb. And then number five, the underline, but then haya, the second word, mi haya rosh ha'ir. It might. And then the last two words, asahu, will change. So right now it says, who was the head of the city? But if it happens to change to who were the men in the field, so if Rosh Ha'ir becomes plural, then was becomes were. Oh, there's a number six at the top of page 79. Nothing changes in the question, but in the answer, ani aliti changes. Lasham doesn't change. Va'ani asiti changes. And mishpat does not change. So they're still being pretty consistent here. It's just subject and verb, making sure we can make them agree. And after that, we'll go into the tall tale, which is a love story. So hopefully we will finish up chapter 9 next week, Lord willing. But I never hold my breath.
I'm going to review chapter 10 just to be sure.
All right. Review chapter 10 just to be sure. And next week, we'll at least take a look ahead at chapter 10's vocabulary. Yeah.